Good morning. This is Megan and Ari with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the Liberal National Party's proposed circuit-breaking sentencing plan has raised concerns regarding consent and safety from legal organizations, including Legal Aid Queensland. The circuit-breaker sentencing approach will relocate juveniles to remote locations with service providers for rehabilitation activities and education for a maximum of 6 months. Juveniles will be required to wear electronic monitoring devices. According to Youth Justice Minister Laura Gerber, quote, effective youth justice requires both consequences for actions and a genuine opportunity for rehabilitation. Circuit Breaker delivers both. Legal Aid Queensland has flagged that the suggested plan has not outlined any legal requirement for a child's consent to be involved. There are also concerns for safety and safe reporting for children living in remote areas.
Proposed changes to state legislation may provide the government with more land acquisition powers for mining and private development. Deputy Premier Jared Blyhy has said that the changes to the State Development and Public Works Organization Act will simplify building approvals by overriding environmental and other laws that only allow land acquisition for public purposes. Blyhy said, quote, if there are issues with land ownership and tenure, we can utilize acquisition powers a lot quicker now under this new legislation. On Tuesday, a parliamentary hearing in Mackay heard suggestions from mining, agricultural, and environmental groups to amend the changes. Mackay coal miner Thomas McDonough said, we should not, in the rush for profit, allow the resources curse to take hold and destroy our land, and allow the rot of graft and corruption to line the halls of power.
In national news, in Alice Springs, a new hub for Indigenous families across Northern Territory, Western Australia, and South Australia has been put forward for a 12-month trial. Nira Kuchu, meaning one place, is a resource for different children protection systems across different jurisdictions in Nyanjijara, Pitjantjara, Yunk Unijijara lands. It's very hard for our women on the lands who want to get in touch with the welfare agency, says Chairperson Margaret Smith of the NPY Women's Council, an organization invested in the access of these resources. They'll be put onto another phone, another one, and then they don't get the result that they want. The hub will be a stepping stone for advocacy for Indigenous families, helping them connect with other families, their country, and culture. This will further prevent the erasure of Indigenous languages and dialects, many which were lost through Australia's colonization.
In international news, in Rome, around 200 scientists, heads of states, and other prominent figures signed a declaration for peace around artificial intelligence and nuclear weapons. This document called for reduced automation in the management of nuclear weapons. It remarked on the increase of opportunity and the critical damage on the job market and the development of economic competition between states. The issues around nuclear arms and artificial intelligence were both framed as equally damaging races.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers later on. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.